Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Leftists don't even know which way is up. They are spinning on their own lies. And it's so interesting to listen to them. Here's Chuck Todd, and he's asking Trump's attorney about this case in Georgia where Trump made the comment, look, you got to find the votes to win this election. They cheated. And Chuck Todd says he's essentially telling this guy, you better find them or else. Now, you listen for yourself. And I'm going to tell you, whether this were Obama or Biden or anybody, I would say the same thing. But you listen for yourself and you let me know what your thoughts are. Kevin Jackson Show, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Here it is.
Criminal, that's a criminal offense. All I want to do is this. I just want to find 11,780 votes, which is one more than we have, because we won the state.
If he had proof he won the state, why did he threaten the Secretary of State with a criminal with a criminal charge?
Okay, I'm going to be objective here. What are your thoughts? Was that a threat, or was he saying, "Look, we won"? I mean, I'm telling you my interpretation. Trump is saying what they did was illegal. It was a criminal offense, and I don't care to prosecute that or whatever. This is my interpretation. He's saying, just find me the votes to win, and let's just get on with it, because you know they cheated. Now, Chuck Todd says, no, that's a threat. I'm going to let you hear the rest of the clip.
That wasn't a threat at all. What he was asking for is for Raffensperger to get to the truth. He believed that there were in excess of 10,000 votes that were counted illegally. And what he was asking for is the Secretary of State to act appropriately and find these votes that were counted illegally. That was an hold on one second. That was an aspirational ask. He's entitled to petition even state government. But that doesn't involve an obstruction of federal government. But what the Biden administration has said is somehow President Trump obstructed a federal proceeding. That relates to what was going on in the states. And yeah. President Trump had every right to ask the Secretary of State, I believe that this election was conducted improperly. There are deficiencies here. I want to see if there are more than 10,000 votes or whatever the number was that were counted illegally. Once again, that's core political speech.
I agree, and probably so do most of you listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. Trump's attorney lays it out. He believes a crime has been committed. I want you to really pay attention here, people. I know you are. I know. This is rhetorical. I know you're with me. Donald Trump is saying, a crime has been committed against me. I need you to find out the crime. But while you're doing that, I need you to go find the actual votes, the legal votes that are out there that prove that we won. And I need you to bring those votes. And he's saying, you have to find it. I think it may be millions. Just find enough for us to get this monkey off of our back. And then you know what we'll do? Then we'll go find the real criminals. Now, here's what I don't like. I don't like that Trump does not understand the optics of what he says. That he speaks in Trump speak and people don't get it. That's what gets you in trouble. Trump needed to say this. He needed to say, these people cheated. It is your responsibility to investigate this right now and find out who's all involved. And while you're doing that, you need to correct this action. And I think the best course of action would be go find the legal votes, the ones that haven't been counted, Or you find out that they overcounted by getting wrong signature ballots, the illegal mail-in ballots, whatever you need to do that is within the confines of the law to prove that we won this election. Because I have no doubt, and by the way, for the record, Donald Trump again validates the federal point by saying, at no point have I not doubted that I've won this election. Now let me ask you this. If Trump is more clear and more concise in his language, I'm not saying they wouldn't try, but they certainly couldn't accuse him of this. I'll go as far as to say, okay, if you want to interpret it that way, Cuck Todd, oh, I use it right, Cuck Todd, if you want to interpret it that way, you're more than welcome to, but you can't prove it. Because all Trump wanted, and I've already said it. Now, here's what Cuck Todd, goes on to say.
Bringing up a criminal violation is somehow speech. I mean, it's the way it sounds like somebody saying that's a mighty fine, it's a mighty fine restaurant you have there. It'd be a shame if something happened to it. I mean, it's no different than. I mean,
oh,
it's a vague threat here to bring up a criminal offense.
Have you read the First Amendment? Oh, no, Chuck, have you read the First Amendment? I mean, political speech is the most protected speech that we have under our Constitution. It's important to go back and read the text of the First Amendment. So you can actually say that a government official is acting criminally. That's protected by the First Amendment. If we lose the First Amendment rights, then heaven forbid we lose the right to freedom of the press. We lose the right for me to appear. We lose the right for you to speak.
You're not allowed to use speech, though, in order to get somebody to commit a crime.
Now I wanted to let you hear the last part of that. In order to get someone to commit a crime, you can't use free speech for that. Okay, well, I have so many things I could comment about that, where the Democrats incited violence. They did everything they accused us of doing, but I'm not going to go there. I just ask you, again, where's Trump inciting a crime? I'll tell you, let me answer it for you. Same way he incited Putin to interfere with our elections. The same way he incited the Ukrainians to interfere with Joe Biden and Hunter Biden's business. And that he was threatening those guys. See, these guys bring it out of thin air. Chuck Todd literally has to pull this nonsense from between his butt cheeks to say, do you agree that he's threatening? Donald Trump is in the throes of a presidency, and he's saying, look, this is not some small little thing. This is a coup. This is not supposed to occur in our government, and certainly in our election system. And these left-wing thugs all want to pretend that Trump is doing something illegal by saying, look, this is the most important thing we can do, and you better get to the bottom of it. We got to do the more we get.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I absolutely detest when people don't know how to fight for me. Whether they're, you know, they're a TV pundit or political pundit on a TV show, and they don't know how to fight for me. I listened to that exchange between Chuck Todd and Trump's attorney, Lauro, or whatever his name is. And Lauro's going back, the Constitution defends political speech. Okay, fine. All that he had to say to Chuck Todd is, Chuck, are you losing your mind? How many things are you guys going to go after Donald Trump for and claim that he's been a criminal, and we defeat you? And not only do we defeat you, we find out that your people are the criminals. Donald Trump said of Joe Biden that his family was on the tape, that Joe was on the tape, they were dealing with Russians and Chinese and all kinds of things. This was back in 2020. What did we learn? We've learned that the FBI lied. They had Hunter Biden's laptop. It has all kinds of criminal elements, criminal discussions, criminal activities of the Biden family. You ignore it. And then what did it turn out to be? It turned out to be true. Everything that Donald Trump told you during the debates turned out to be true. You tried to accuse him of Russian collusion. What did we find out? We found out that Hillary Clinton paid for it with the DNC. And Donald Trump had nothing to do with it. And oh, by the way, we found out that the Justice Department, specifically the FBI, lied to the FISA court, the court that is supposed to be bigger than even the Supreme Court in terms of what you put in front of it, and they blatantly lied. We've also found out that all the people connected, all the people in the food chain, the prosecutors that would not prosecute Andrew McCabe, who blatantly lied under oath, and they know it. It is a fact. And they won't prosecute him. And then my client, who makes a statement, all you have are him making statements. And you know what? All of a sudden, you know exactly what was in his head. You know exactly what he meant. And even though when Hillary Clinton hid a server in her basement off of the State Department servers, hired her own people to run the server, deleted 33,000 emails, bleach bit her hard drives, slammed BlackBerries with hammers, and you don't know what her intent was. Really? Joe Biden's got classified documents that he's exposed to his son Hunter and their business partners. He's got them all over the place. He has no legal right to have them. And who are they prosecuting? My guy. Now, Chuck Todd, you think I'm going to answer your stupid questions? Donald Trump has done nothing wrong. And you people want to create stuff out of thin air. And every time you get your butts kicked, what do? You come up with something else. And you notice the timing of it every time we have you dead to rights, where we have people like Devin Archer that tell you, yep, Joe Biden was at dinners. Yep, Joe Biden called during dinners. And you know what you and your ilk do? You come on here and you argue, oh, well, all they talked about was the weather. I seem to remember you doing the same thing when Loretta Lynch and Bill Clinton happened to have their planes parked in Phoenix, something we would know nothing about had it not been for a member of the grounds crew. And when you found out that we knew those two met to talk about letting Hillary Clinton go free, which is exactly what happened. And what did they talk about? You talked about grandchildren and golf. It's very convenient how you guys are always talking about things that are non-controversial, but Donald Trump, well, he's talking about messing with the Republic. He's going to kill the Republic. The guy who has the catchphrase, make America great again, and who ran on the campaign promise of what? America first, and he's the one that's after America. Meanwhile, Joe Biden and his sons are selling America's oil infrastructure, essentially undone America's energy policy that had us energy independent, and they are working with the Romanians, the Ukrainians, and the Chinese specifically to ruin America's infrastructure. The Chinese fly spy balloons over our country. They finance Joe Biden's think tank, if you want to call it that, with phony money, and have essentially got the Bidens by the yang-yang in what they know about them, as do the Ukrainians, who, by the way, are getting millions and millions of dollars, billions, actually, billions of dollars, sent to them by Joe Biden, and you can't find anything. I mean, I don't know about you, but that would be the defense I would want from my attorney against Chuck Todd. And what's interesting about the dichotomy is Chuck Todd wants to accuse Donald Trump of this. Meanwhile, he's starting to realize, hey, I know what's going on with the Biden family.
President Biden's handling of the case has raised questions at a time when voters already have doubts about his age and political standing. Biden brought his son to a state dinner just 2 days after the plea deal that has since collapsed was announced. And he has repeatedly defended him, denying wrongdoing altogether, even though Hunter Biden himself has pled guilty.
I'm confident.
First of all, my son's done nothing wrong. I trust him. I have faith in him.
There was the last part. It was just Biden ignoring the press. But what they're showing you is The press has an interest in this. I don't know who the people are. I'm not following them, but they're interested. They want to know. And what's interesting to me is Chuck Todd gets it. He gets, hey, wait a minute. This is starting to look a little bit like you're not wanting to deal with this. We don't like the way you're handling it, Joe Biden. But still, he's got to play the party line of, let's pretend that Donald Trump is still guilty. They can't have their cake and eat it too. We can't allow for that to happen. It's up to us to remind them that we know what you're doing. And I'm going to get more into this because I'm not letting it go. I'm going to remind you every single day that Donald Trump, every time they tell you this man did something, it is the leftists pointing the finger at themselves. And we all know it. So why aren't we vocal about it? I mean, I keep coming up with these T-shirt ideas. I don't want to come up with any more T-shirt ideas because we can't sell the ones that we have. But our message, folks, this is our message. We have to be wearing our message on our sleeves. This is our message. Our message is, you're not going to intimidate us. You're not going to overwhelm us. And I got to tell you, the Democrats are very concerned. They can't overwhelm us. They tried it with COVID. They tried it with election denying. They've tried it with, Joe Biden's just a good father. They tried cleaning up his image. They've tried everything. And let me tell you, you are not going to see a poll between now and when that sucker finally says enough is enough. You're not going to see a poll that protects Biden or protects leftism. There is no trajectory for them but down and out. And I got to tell you, the little bit of a part that I play in it, I'm so proud. And I'm glad that the whatever number of you out there that support me, you're part of it too.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Former President Trump and the 18 other defendants indicted Monday by a Georgia grand jury in alleged attempts to overturn the 2020 election will reportedly be booked at the Fulton County Jail. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen admitting she ate hallucinogenic mushrooms during her recent visit to China. Yellen said since they were properly cooked, she felt no ill effects. Hawaii Governor Josh Green said the death toll from wildfires in his state now at 106. Green says over 1,000 first responders from around the world are helping out. The mother of a 6-year-old who shot his teacher in Virginia pleading guilty to state charges of felony child neglect. Deja Taylor's sentencing on federal gun charges and the newest state charge will both take place in October. Corey Myers, USA News.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Get Trump at all costs. Doesn't matter to the left. Get him. And you know what's interesting? Look at the choices of litigators, prosecutors, judges, etc. They are stacking the deck against Trump. And here's what's great. Every time they do it, Donald Trump... you talk about resolve the fight. He's resolved the fight. So the more they stack the deck against him, the more the guy says, do it, bring it. And you know what it's doing? It's strengthening our resolve for him. I told you before, I am in no way a Trump zealot. I'm a zealot for results. And outside of COVID, I like what Trump did. I think he deserved a second chance. But that being said, if somebody could come along and say, look, I would have never done what he did on COVID, and I would have done the same things that Trump did, and you could convince me of that, I'm open for it. But there is no such candidate. Not Vivek, which friends of mine really like. Vivek's a nice guy, but he is not ready to do what Trump's doing. He's a neophyte. He's an ingenue. He will get eaten up in politics, as will almost any other person that we put in there. You might like DeSantis. He claims to have a different view of COVID, but everything I've learned about him was he had to be talked into his COVID policies in Florida. I want somebody who stood firm on it. Now, that being said, even Trump screwed the pooch. He tried to do the right thing. He said, take hydroxychloroquine. Take ivermectin. But then he backed up. And then he went with the Democrats because he had bad advice. Donald Trump can't pick the right people. And unless he learns how to do that, he's going to be in trouble again. But even with that, I know this. He himself, he drank the Kool-Aid. You are not going to be able to trick him as easily as you did. And if he puts one or two of the right people in place, if he just decides, I'm not buying anything these people tell me, they're a bunch of liars, I'm not doing it, he'll be better off. And I think he is uniquely positioned by God in this coup that occurred to come back and clean this thing up. I'm Kevin Jackson, folks. That's who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network. Stacking the deck. And you know what the left hate more than anything? They hate when the deck gives Trump an advantage. This is a Democrat-appointed judge in a heavily left-wing D.C. jurisdiction is part of the cabal to prosecute Donald Trump, right? Cannon, Eileen Cannon, the same judge who the guy writes, had the press crying a river during the litigation that followed the FBI on Mar-a-Lago. And here's what they said. they printed an angst-filled piece supporting how she could hobble the DOJ's case. And the guy writes this. That changed after FBI agents searched Trump's Mar-a-Lago residence in August of 2022 for classified documents. Cannon was randomly assigned to oversee the subsequent legal battle that unfolded between Trump's legal team and the DOJ. In the first case, Cannon ruled in favor of Trump's request to appoint a special master, third-party attorney, to review whether the documents at the Justice Department and the FBI found in his home were protected by executive privilege, a contention that many legal experts dismiss. Well, if legal experts dismiss a ruling by the judge that executive privilege doesn't just disappear because the DOJ says so, then what else could there be to discuss? It's just astounding, this guy writes, that these press outlets are able to write stuff like this with a straight face. But while NBC News tried to couch their consternation in passive-aggressive concern trolling, others were more direct. On MSNBC, two legal analysts suggested Cannon should voluntarily pass the case to somebody else. Now, again, I don't know who this person is, but she appears to be doing the right thing in this case, and the Democrats were trying to stack the deck. They go on. Lamb argued that Cannon's legal past with Trump is a red herring, but isn't a substantial basis for her to recuse herself from the case. Vance disregard with Lamb asserting that Cannon should pass the case to another judge to avoid an appearance of impropriety. Oh my gosh. Here's what I'm going to say to this, and I'm going to say this about all things involving Donald Trump. Alvin Bragg, prosecutor, hates Trump. Letitia James, New York AG, hates Trump. Both of them have brought specious cases. In the case of Alvin Bragg, the cases are even beyond the statute of limitations, have no bearing on the state of New York, but he brought the cases. Letitia James's cases are just as poor. Jack Austin, he's bringing cases against Trump that are based on hearsay. They have zero legal standing. Look, I will tell you, I'm not a legal mind. I'm always fascinated when Dershowitz or Turley or somebody comes on and explains something from a legal perspective, because I operate from common sense, which generally completely disregards, you know, or thwarts the legal system. But when I listen to these guys and they say these cases are completely so transparently political, yet they're still in court. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, as they used to say, what do we got on the left? Nobody. Hunter Biden's case, as they're bringing up, supposedly protects the Bidens. Everything they do is to protect the Bidens. So we're here to make a case for Trump. I read a thread regarding the classified document stuff, and it was looked at by an attorney. And again, this is why I will rely on the true experts. And without getting into a lot of, I'm going to give you a couple sections that make it so you understand that this is a legal doctrine, not me. But this guy's his name is Scharf, and he's a former U.S. assistant U.S. attorney. He says Section 793E requires a government to prove that the defendant knew he had national defense information in his possession, and also that the defendant knew there was a government official entitled to receive the information, and also that the defendant then willfully failed to deliver it to that official. Now, I'm giving you this to understand, give you the bar that the prosecution has to jump over in order to say, here's all the things that we know about Donald Trump. You got to get in his head and say, here's everything he knew. And oh, by the way, produce people who said he was keeping this information from me. He says, this is a very high set of, and it's called mens rea, bars to jump. In any circumstances, proving a defendant's intent and knowledge can often be tough. He says, but it's even tougher here because mens rea refers to the intent or knowledge of wrongdoing. So Scharf makes the point that if Trump knew these were his personal records, mementos, clothes, etc., as he described in his, quote, Bedminster remarks, He may not have had the willful intention to unlawfully retain them. Scharf also makes the point that because it's classified doesn't necessarily mean it's national defense information under the Espionage Act. Now, some might point to the alleged call that is mentioned in the indictment where Trump allegedly displayed a document to someone else and claimed it was secret. That's a problem, if true, right? You'd also have to show it met all those elements that Sharp noted that I just described, and that it could, quote, be used to the injury of the United States or to the advantage of a foreign nation. Now, as you consider all these things, I want you to think about the Bidens. I want you to think about what Hunter's done. Forget Daddy. What's Hunter done? Hunter has had access to the same type of information, has used that information. We can tell stuff generated by the State Department will be easy to find, easy to follow. He's profited, no question about it. Despite the protestations of his daddy, we know Hunter's profited from all this information. Unquestionably, he's been in business with countries that are not good for America, and we're talking about up to the highest levels. So take any of that into case, and let's look at intent. Did Donald Trump make any money? Show me where he's colluding with people, where he's had meetings with these folks, and then show me this. Show me where the policy hurt America. Because I can show you where Hunter Biden's policies were meant to hurt America. I can show you where his daddy decimated our oil and gas industry, our energy industry, and then colluded with other countries to bring their form of energy to us while we transition to green. I can show you that right now. So they got nothing, and yet they're still trying to make this case against Trump. And it's one thing to talk about it from the classified document scandal, which, by the way, has not only Joe Biden, but it's also got Pence. And I love it when they say Pence's testimony could crucify Trump. That's what they said about Michael Cohen. What about J6? Do we really need to go into that piece with Jack Smith?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Trump has the upper hand in all of these cases. And it cracks me up to watch the Democrats do what they do because Donald Trump has them by the short hairs. And most of it has to do with January 6th. Let's play the clip from Trump where he's talking about January 6th, I believe with Eric Bolling. We played it the other day on the show. It's worth hearing, though, because you see the confidence of Trump. He says, hey, we have subpoena power now because they opened the door. So here he is.
James Comer, the chairman of the House Oversight Committee, released some documents that showed that the Biden family received tens of millions of dollars from countries like Kazakhstan and Ukraine and others. One of the subtexts was there was a transfer of money, $142,300, that went from one of these foreign oligarchs right into the Devin Archer and Hunter Biden company, which they turned around the very next day and purchased a sports car, same dollar amount.
Yeah.
They're doing this type of thing, and you're answering indictments and arraignments.
Well, it's incredible. I mean, it really is incredible. And I'm answering them not for that. I'm answering because I question an election. Not only question, I totally dispute that election. I think it's ridiculous what happened and that they allowed that to happen and that the media doesn't want anybody to talk about it. But now we can. And we did something yesterday. You know, now that we have the subpoena power, because we now have subpoena power, all of a sudden the J6 committee, the unselects, I call them, everything was deleted and destroyed. The documents, everything was deleted and destroyed. That's a criminal act. So all of that stuff, all of that nonsense you watch for a year and a half go on with all Democrats and two so-called Republicans, but they were worse than any of the Democrats, Kinzinger and Cheney, it's all been deleted and gotten rid of.
Okay. I'll play along. Why? Why would you delete this? This is stuff that I said it earlier. These are things that supposedly were so bad that it was equated to Pearl Harbor by the left. It was equated to the Civil War. And suddenly, when Donald Trump has the ability to defend himself, you got, whoa, what did you do with those? I don't know. I thought you had them. Really? Sounds very suspicious to me. Congressman Barry Loudermilk, Republican out of Georgia, says the authenticated GoPro video from January 6th raises the questions of why police officers who were identified as intelligence officers were working to stir up the crowd of protesters instead of working to stop the so-called assault on the Capitol. At one point in the video, they write, the unidentified police officer equipped with a camera said to another that he thought that the idea was to get people inside the Capitol building and trap them inside. The observation by the undercover officer leads one to conclude that there was intelligence about a plan to attack the Capitol, and apparently response by the police was to let them do it and take pictures. Now, I want to remind everybody, these people kept us from the videos, arrested people for this, did not arrest Ray Epps, and we have more information. I'm going to play, maybe we'll grab one of the clips, but we have more information about what this clown did to incite and to do everything that they claim these other people did. There were people that did absolutely nothing, and they are in jail. And here we've got a cabal. Get rid of the evidence. Don't let them see the J6 tapes. Pretend that anybody that says they know what they're talking about is not an expert and is a liar. Demonize them. Minimize them. And then let's move on. Oh, but let's continue to talk about it as if it was the biggest attack on the American democracy, our constitutional republic, in the history of man. When another officer on the video saw people climbing the scaffolding, he told the officer with the GoPro, "That's dangerous. Somebody's going to get shot." And the third officer said, "They're not going to shoot anybody." Yet they encouraged and participated in the dangerous activity. They wanted people to climb scaffolding. I don't know whether the scaffolding was what was already there, because when I was there years, it's been a while, they were redoing the Capitol. So there was scaffolding up. It was all over the place. So maybe that was what they were talking about. They said this, as a group of officers worked their way through the crowd into the scaffolding, they joined in with the protesters' chants, "Whose house? Our house." I've already said this, I'll say it 1,000 times.
January 6th was orchestrated by the Democrats. It was done because, and I told people this, I sensed it from other rallies. I've been to so many rallies, at least 100, minimum, probably a lot more. And here's what I would find at every rally. There was always a troublemaker. There was always somebody who didn't fit. Nowhere close. Guy walking through. I remember one rally, a guy was walking through, and he was saying the most anti-American kind of stuff, but acting as if he was one of us. And I remember thinking, you're sticking out like a sore thumb. Every rally, there's one of them. And they'll come up to you like they're your friend, like, hey, don't you agree with me? And you'll watch the people around them will be like, no, we don't. I don't think, well, that's not true. I was going to say, I don't think there's a rally that I've been to that hasn't had that. No, there are some. But I would say, overwhelmingly, there are lots of them where you can see the naysayers and you go, you don't fit. You're a plant. And, of course, there's a complete with videographer trying to show. And what's funny is, how are you going to show when people are like, no, get out of here. What are you talking about? That's what you would hear. These people orchestrated this, and now they want to use this in order to get Trump. I find it unbelievable, but believable. You know, we use that word a lot, but pretty soon we're going to have to stop saying that because it is believable. Loudermilk said this. We know that it is one of their officers, and at one point he's encouraging, or it appears he's encouraging, and he says he's definitely helping people climb the scaffolding, and he's telling them, go, go, go. Have you seen this video? Probably not. Naturally, the congressman wondered, why is an officer encouraging people to climb the scaffolding and go into the Capitol? Then he asked, why did the MPD, which is the Metropolitan Police Department, support division, to decide to put undercover officers in the crowd? Was there intelligence that they had that this was not passed on to the Capitol Police? And what did the Capitol Police do with the evidence if they got it? This is what he's asking. Now, I only saw bits and pieces of the interview that Tucker Carlson did with this Capitol Police guy, who was he was cursing and he was like, you know, what the heck? He's dropping F-bombs and all this. I thought, wow, they must have fired him because he was clearly vitriolic. But the question is, he's essentially saying this was a scam. This was a setup. We already knew. We know Donald Trump, when the left started tipping their hands, we need to get the National Guard. Donald Trump goes, bring them in. Let's get them in here. They didn't do that. In Jack Smith's own indictment of Trump, you probably know this, he left out the language of Trump saying, I don't want any bad stuff. I want a peaceful protest. He left it out. How do you do that, man? Wow. I find this so hard to believe. You know what? The thing I find most hard to believe is that we have to get up every morning and fight for this truth. This system is so stacked against us. I want you to understand, you could be innocent of anything in this country as a conservative, and you are in real trouble if the Democrats want to get you, because they will stack the deck. They won't show evidence for you. They will produce evidence against you. They will manipulate it in such a way that people think you're a scumbag when they really are. I could go on. What in the world? This is insanity that we let these people get away with this. The polls are showing that Donald Trump is winning, that everything we're talking about here is the winning side of it. And that level of desperation is going to make the Democrats do things. You think they cheated in 2020 and 2022? They're going to try. And that's what's going to be their downfall. They're going to get caught. But we have to remain vigilant and stay in the game.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.